y eso.
Ay, el embargadito. The ready Kodo Kodo. Oh, Joshua Friday. The Warzone Gamer Podcast, episode 11, 2009. Well, May 20th, 2009. It's Wednesday night, 10:16. My school security number is 516. Oh, man. I bet you people are asking, like, why do they sound like that? Because I'm sick. I am so sick and tired. Oh, man. Yeah, sorry about last week again. I know we missed the podcast. I'm sorry. I'm just sick, yo, I swear. No, not sick in the head, but, like, you know, I got allergies, swine flu. Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Nah. Yeah. Sorry about last week. I know we didn't record. I'm saying Drama Center had finals. I've been still trying to get over this cold and spooky. Well, he's just being spooky. Yeah, man. So, yeah. We're here to make that up. It might be short and sweet. We don't know how it's going to turn out. All I know is I'm half asleep. That Zyrtec pill I took really washed me up. Oh, man. I feel dizzy. I'm gonna tell him my symptoms and shit. Everybody's like, damn. Send some money to this dude, charity and shit.
It's a prognosis.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, so today we're gonna talk about everything. Everything from BC Wave, Vato Loco.
My home.
Hell yeah. Nah, let's get it in. I'm your host, Warzone Gamer. To my right, we have Drama Center. And to my left, we have the Spookinator. Say hi, guys. Say hi, guys.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, yo, this is DJ DLB as a special guest.
Oh, shit. That shit caught me off guard.
DLB, he's actually here with us?
His head is. That shit's all over. You know, I think he quit podcasting. That's crazy.
Oh,
I think so.
Nah.
Yeah. Nah. It's funny, though, because if you go to Podomatic,
yeah,
you see that he's not number one or in the list of where we're at. So that shit is crazy. Yeah. You check that out.
He probably dropped the whole shit. Check out his little Hello Kitty MySpace page later on.
Hell yeah. It's all good, though, because at least we promised the fans one thing, and that thing was that we was going to get him out of there. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So he's out of here. He's too busy working on his gay site.
Probably Matt Wink.
Right?
He's going to be on the next episode of So You Think You Can Dance.
Damn it. I spoke to them soon. He's back.
Oh, he's back?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That nigga took a vacation to his lawn. I'm sorry, when I'm sick, I say stupid shit, yo. But yeah, nah, so I guess he's back, little faggot. Nah, so let's get it right into it. So we're going to get it in with what you've been playing first. So, guys, what you been playing?
All right. As you mentioned earlier, been busy for the last few weeks.
Yeah, man.
A couple weeks, actually. And I did a little bit of gaming on and off. Try the Wolverine game out.
It's like
garbage.
Garbage.
What? I don't like it.
It's very repetitive. Let me tell you something. I mean, the blood, the gore factor is there. Don't let the demo fool you, people. It's actually real repetitive. And
I get sorry for cutting you off, but I get pissed off when people try to compare that to God of War.
No, it's in the beginning. I with the move that he pulled off, even the button scheme is like God of War-ish type. But after this, I thank God I got me a free copy, because I don't think I'm gonna bless your Xbox with this copy. This shit is just
who
trash.
Makes that game again? EA?
Raven. Actually, the people who made the Marvel Alliance games.
Yo, thanks a lot for sending that to us.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Really. And I give that game, I mean, I haven't even ended it yet. I'm going to give that game a 1.5 out of 5. It's just horrible.
I'm going to give it a 6.0 out of 5.
And the fact is that, you know, you play around and it has nothing to do with the movie. It has nothing to do with Wolverine. You're just playing, you know, his flashbacks. It has really nothing to do with the fucking movie.
And I love Wolverine. But yeah. What? And I haven't played the game, but that's what you're saying it is. It sounds like it's just basically something to throw up on and pass it down.
Yeah, it's actually a good weekend rental or even afternoon rental, but that's about it. You're not, like I said, I only played like 3 or 4 stages. Played probably 2 hours of the gameplay since Sunday.
It's pretty much all the same shit.
The same enemies you fight in the first level, the same enemies that you fight in the fourth level. It's the same exact enemy.
Did you play the online?
I did. They even have online? I didn't even know they had online.
Yeah, some gay ass online.
Yeah, I'll see if my eyes could handle that shit later on tonight.
Oh, God.
But on the flip side, a few weeks ago, I actually got to play Klonoa on the Wii, which is actually a remake of the PS1 title that came out 11 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's one of the few gems that PS1 actually had, and this game was actually pretty good. The game, honestly, for me, and I'm going to be just real honest, is probably one of the best Wii games I played since its launch. And I give that game, honestly, a 4.5 out of 5. The only reason I take off that 0.5 is, of course, the longevity of the game. You could beat it in less than 3 hours again.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but it has one of the most saddest endings. And I know if you see the game, it looks cartoony and the platform and all that. Yeah.
Oh, this nigga's a bitch.
Right. It has one of the most saddest endings still to this day.
You're gonna make me cry. That's how sad you make this shit look.
Should I just ruin the ending?
Of course
you can.
Of course I can. Yeah, well, the main character just dies.
Fuck spoiling. fuck a spoiler alert. We're gonna tell you what it is.
Oh yeah, main character just dies. Man, he just dies a horrific death.
yeah.
He gets sucked into the portal. All his body pieces come off. I'm not even.
Ooh,
lying.
It's like when you throw a person through the propellers on a plane.
Yeah, just like that. Like his different pieces go to different dimensions and everything. And everything that he'd been like everything that he lived was actually a dream that was made up.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so it's pretty good. It's pretty hardcore though. It's pretty good game though. But that's about it. Nah, I haven't been doing too much gaming.
Yeah. Same here. All I've been doing is coughing. coughing. Spitting out blood. Yeah, my head looks like the size of DLB's. My eyes are shut closed like I just got out of a fight. Yeah.
Should we touch on that demo we played?
Oh, yeah. Basically, what I've been playing was the Fight Nights demo. I got off with that demo, though. Yo, it's crazy because I went to GameStop, pre-ordered Fight Nights, whatever, so they gave me the code right there and then. But I didn't know that the demo was going to be up next week. The way it made advertising on GameStop was, oh, yeah, as soon as you get this demo, it's the key to download, you know what I'm saying, the demo. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, hell yeah. So I pre-order it, and I get it. I come to my house, and I put it in my PS3. My PS3 is not accepting it. I'm like, fuck. Fuck, shit, pussy, bitch. So, so
God, balls.
Come on, Stifler, what are you doing? So, yeah, so I call the hot chick from GameStop. I'm going to give you the whole story because this is just too funny.
Yeah.
So I call her, and I'm like, hey, I'm just sitting there. She's like, oh, the tall guy, right? I was like, yeah, this code doesn't work. She's like, damn, I'm not supposed to do this, but I'll give you another one. So she gives me another code. We read up on EA.com, the code won't be good until, like, the following week. So we got two codes. So before I even hung up the phone on the girl, I say, hey, have a boyfriend? She says, yeah. I said, oh, and I hung up. Yeah. So I been playing that shit, knocking out Ricky Hatton's faggot ass. How you lose to a lightweight? That shit is funny. Oh, man. That's sick. Yeah, so that's what I've been playing. And what else? Yeah, and a little bit of myself, and that's it.
You can never get tired of that game.
That game rocks. Yeah, man. So
I've been playing UFC. UFC Undisputed 09. I think that game is off the hook. I think that game is a shit. Especially
it's okay. I think Fight Nights take the crown, though.
We'll see what's up. I think, like I said, like I was telling Drama Settle earlier, there's so many different outcomes of the way you could win in that game compared to Fight Night, where you could win by either decision or just straight up knockout. When here, you could submit, you could knock him out or totally knock him the fuck out. There's a lot of things you could do.
Yeah, too much to worry about. I think with boxing, it's just straight in there and out there. Win on the scorecard, you can knock the bitch out.
A lot of complaints I've been hearing on the forums and everywhere is the control scheme. I actually played the game for like a good 10 minutes on Sunday morning. But it actually, the button scheme, I don't know, it seems like there's like thousands and thousands of different moves. It kind of reminds me of like the Fight Nights.
Yeah.
But it's too complicated. It's like,
yeah, it's too much. No. I played the demo. That shit is crazy. I got used to it, though. But it's just where I feel like it gets a little too difficult is when the grappling part comes in.
Mm-hmm. See, but in the actual game, though, they give you a tutorial and they actually tell you exactly what to do when you're in a position.
They give you a training session. Mm-hmm.
So they show you how it's done, and then you know how most tutorials, they only just show you and they don't tell you shit? Well, this one, they just show you and they actually make you do it until you get it right. And it gives you proper training so that if you want to go and play against your friends, you know exactly what to do when you're in a situation.
Yeah.
And the career mode is not that bad either. It's like a mixture of Fight Night with, like, creating a superstar on Madden. You know, yeah. You got the calendar and shit like that. You got the training sessions like Fight Night. And you got to spar and do different shit. It's crazy shit. There's a lot of crazy different shit you could do in that game. They give you a lot of classic fights also. All the fights that, you know, all the greatest knockouts and shit like that. The only thing I don't like about that, though, is that's basically the only thing I could complain about. Like, there's a fight between Bonner and Griffin.
Yeah.
And I guess that was a good sign of contract for the UFC. So that shit lasted like 3 rounds, and they wanted me to reenact the same exact shit that happened in that fight. I knocked him out the first round. I had to do it all over again just because I knocked him out.
Oh, that's
the only complaint I have, because
that's dumb.
Yeah, that is pretty fucking retarded. But other than that, I think it's an all-around great game. I love the game.
I give it a 0.5.
I give that shit a 10.
Really?
That's my opinion, though. You know, I like fighting games, you know? I think it's a good game. The graphics are great, too. I mean, I thought the graphics were going to be shitty due to the demo, but they're a lot better with the full game.
Like I was talking to Warzone Gamer before. Remember, I was saying that, you know, after playing that Fight Night demo, I don't know, I couldn't go back to the UFC.
Yeah.
And I was actually anticipating for the UFC thing, but after playing that demo, I've just been hooked on that shit.
Yeah, because, you know, Spooky got to play different fighting games after what I did to him on Street Fighter.
Ooh. You keep telling people that. Whatever helps you better at night, man. You keep telling people. As a matter of fact, I got a witness sitting in this room right now that saw what happened to you. Yo, I ain't going to say nothing.
Yeah, they seen what happened to me. I was laughing, having a good time, eating gummy bears, and you was losing.
But, yeah, I'm about to have a special guest.
Yo, fucking. Yeah, so for those of you who want to see some gameplay on, what is that shit again? Fight Nights. Yeah, round 4. Go to Warzone Gamer TV at YouTube. You can see what I'm saying. See him play through that shit. Being sick sucks. This is hard work and determination right here. You got to be determined to sit here and do a podcast half dead. So, yeah. Yeah, I think we're going to close out the section of what you've been playing. Thanks a lot, guys, for sharing that with us.
Yeah.
We're going to turn it up. We're going to go to... let's knock it out. Let's knock out this shit first, the rumor control. And, yeah, I'm going to toss it to Spooky for rumor control.
What if I don't feel like it, gamer? What if I don't feel like it was on gamer?
Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do a punch out on your ass.
All right, yo, so let's get into this rumor control. Just because Warzone Gamer, he scares me, you know?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm only fucking around, but check it out. Devil May Cry 5 might be coming out this year. soon to be set on E3, supposedly. It's a rumor, so get your hopes up yet. Grasshopper Manufacturer and Square Enix is working on a new horror action game. Keep your eyes open on that. Which, as a matter of fact, I think there's a lot of, you know, chat about Square Enix going down on profit and money. So it looks like they're doing pretty bad, too. A lot of these game industries is losing money. I don't understand that shit. But Ratchet and Clank and Infamous is also going to get the bundle treatment. There's a rumor for the PS3. For those of you that still ain't got a PS3 like me, keep your eyes open on that. Because those are actually two pretty good games. Especially Infamous. I saw the demo on that. It was sick. David Jassy's working on the next game. I don't know what it means, but it looks like they're going to be featuring cars in that game. Whatever it is. Yeah. PlayStation 3 might be coming out with a new PlayStation 3 Slim. Which is going to be sick. I think that's going to be hot.
Truthfully, and I posted up a newer article on that. And they have more screenshots on the case.
Yeah.
And it looks more legit, man. It looks more and more legit, dude.
So better for me, because now if I go and get a PS3, I'll just get the Slim.
I wouldn't, truthfully, and this is because, I'm saying from past shit that happened with Sony, if you remember when they came out of the PS2 Slim, remember they didn't read a lot of the disc drum center?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if you do get a Slim, give it some time, if they even decide to drop that.
I hear ya.
You know what I mean? So that should be cool though. Like I said, it looks hot. You know what I mean?
For those of you that got PS3, keep your eyes open. There's a rumor going out there that the Infamous demo might be coming out this week, which is hot. And Xbox, you know how PlayStation always done something and Xbox got to jump right on that. 360 is also thinking of coming out with a Slim version, but it's most likely, you know, supposedly supposed to come out way before the PS3, so that might be announced on E3, so keep your eyes open on that. And I'm going to kick it off to Drama Center, because I think Drama Center got a little more rumors than I have. So go ahead, Drama Center, hit it off.
All right. Here are some, a little bit more rumors, not too much, but something to just, like, fill in the gap.
Son, to quench your thirst.
To quench your thirst. big rumor from, you know, that I read, actually, that the PSN subscription might have a fee to it. Now, before people start running off saying, oh, it's going to be like Xbox Live, it has nothing to do with that. It's actually, the rumor actually is coming out that you can actually, per se, like rent the games that are available for the PSN. So if you pay $10 a month, you get full access to your PSN titles.
That's hot. Something like Gamefly.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, you got the full access to everything. Not only PSN titles, but also movies and everything that's on the PlayStation Store network.
That makes so much more sense. Instead of teaming up with Netflix, why don't they just do their own type of, you know what I'm saying, subscription fee? Yep. That is so much smarter. And I remember me and you talking about that shit a long time ago, Drama Center. I remember around the same time Netflix had came out. We was like, yo, if Sony was to get Netflix, it would be crazy. But now that you announced this shit sounds even better, you know what I'm saying?
That was actually one of our podcasts, wasn't it? When we were talking about Netflix.
I think so.
Yeah, so, that was one of the earlier ones, yeah.
Coming out for the Wii and PS3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
No. It was just recently. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's cool. Like I said, nobody knows nothing. Everybody just gotta wait them 12 days that are left for E3, and that's when they're going to call the shots, man. That's what I'm waiting for, E3. Like, I think that's the reason why the news is so slow. For the people hearing this podcast, I know they're like, damn, these guys are talking more shit than ever this time. It's because we got to stretch it out. A lot of companies ain't really talking. So, like, we really waiting for E3 to come along. June 1st is Microsoft press conference. So, look into that. Hopefully, I should probably have some feed on it on Justin TV. I'm using my Justin TV account again. So, yeah, look into that. Take it away.
Yeah, it's real interesting. It's real interesting. Also, they might be talking about, you know, with the PSP Go coming out.
Yeah.
To actually have that on the Go too, so you get free access to all that stuff. I think that'd be a real smart idea, though, honestly. But let's see. Let's see if the rumor turns out to be true soon enough. The magic man right here, Mr. Miyamoto.
Oh, God.
Yes, he got two big projects. Rumored projects to be announced on E3. Everything from first-person Zelda to new Mario to bring you back, Kid Icarus is coming out the line work, though, but he's saying that, he's personally saying that these are two sequels that are coming out that were already on Wii.
Why don't you just say the same replay stuff from before?
Actually, this shit came out today.
the same Mario, the same Chop Suey. It's all bro. It's all the same, mate. Oh, I have a GameCube game here for you, too. I think it's a wrestling game, so. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I'll take that, crunch it up.
Let's just check it out, see if it works. And we.
Oh, yeah, I'll check it out, of course. Which one is that? Is that the WrestleMania?
I don't even know.
The Road to WrestleMania or some crazy shit? I don't know.
I don't even know. Just check.
All right. But,
What else you got for us? What else you got? Let me grab you.
Yeah. Ah, shit. Oh, there it goes. All right. Everybody, by now, everybody should know that there is a mysterious teaser trailer or teaser website for Kojima's next game. What everybody don't know is that everybody's claiming it's going to be the next Metal Gear 5 or something that has to do with Metal Gear.
And you're so wrong.
Yeah, it's really, really wrong. Kojima had it. Well, people from Kojima's camp supposedly, quote
unquote. Konami.
Yeah, Konami has been saying that if there is a Metal Gear 5, it will have a release date of 2013.
Oh shit! Told you.
Jesus Christ.
So yeah, so it's not leaning towards that direction or whatever the case is. They said do not count your eggs on this thing too, Zona Vendors. But they did say it is a name that we did hear before, and that there's a rumor that. Remember, I don't know if you heard that this might be the Xbox 360 exclusive.
Yeah.
It's a rumor that it's going to be multi-platform.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, people, I don't know how people are deciphering that little picture of the woods.
Yeah.
But,
people are stupid.
It's real, 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 real dumb. Real dumb.
That's like me doing my website, right? And and I draw a picture of the clouds, right? And it's the shape of my dick, but oh, there goes the clue right there.
Really nothing. Like people are actually thinking that they seen like faces in the clouds or some shit.
People are crazy. Those are just illusions, and I'm probably taking PCP or some shit. Fucking.
They are fucking crazy. Yeah, that's about it, man. That's about it. Every other rumors that I had actually turned out to be confirmed. So I'm just gonna say those for the news.
Oh yeah. Wait, there's more. There is more coming out of Drama Center because he has your local MPDs if you have that. And I think he has some Amazon and games that are coming out for the week. Don't you, sir?
Plus the deals of the week.
Yep. You pinch right, the deals of the week. I know if you pinch my nipples, they give you $3.
Oh yeah.
Oh man, I think this is crazy.
It rained. All right, I'm gonna give you the top 10 selling games of last week.
Ooh, all right.
It seems that Call of Duty World War broke into the top 10 again.
Cause that new one that's coming out, everybody's anticipating it.
Yeah, and I'll have more on that later. Cause what I read is incredible. That's coming in at number 10. Coming in at number 9 is Mario Kart DS. Number 8. X-Men Origins Wolverine for the PS3. Crap. Number 7, New Super Mario Brothers for the DS. Number 6, X-Men Origins for the 360. Here are your top 5 games of the week, and Warzone Gaming, you're going to love this.
Oh, man. It sounds Nintendo-ish already.
The replay comes in at number 5.
Ooh.
Selling 40,000 copies, bringing those numbers up to 12 million already.
Ooh.
Got me a copy last week. Mario Kart Wii comes in at number 4, selling 50,000 units, bringing that number to 6,660,000 units.
Ooh.
Nice number there.
666.
Pokemon Platinum dropped down from number 1 to number 3, was 66,000, bringing that to 1.5 million.
Ooh.
Wii Sports, 91,000, bringing that number up to 23,000. And Wii Fit is your number 1 game of the week. 98,000, bringing that number up to 7.9. Quick question, and this is your Warzone gamer. Didn't a few months ago the Wii reach the 50 million mark?
Yeah, not even though they
was that recently?
No, I really, really can't even confirm it. They did. They've been hit the 50 million.
And it's crazy because where I get my numbers from is a real legit site and everything. Yeah. And just recently, I had read that they just recently hit the 50 million mark. But I remember hearing that a few months ago.
Yeah.
I'm going to just run down
I'll tell you if it's accurate with the PlayStation numbers.
All right. I'm going to just run down the numbers for the consoles. As of now, and this is worldwide total sales. The PSP has 47.48 million units sold.
And that's wrong because it's 50 already.
It's up to 50. That's what I'm saying. I just don't understand it.
I'll just fix it. Whatever you fuck about, fix.
Okay. The Nintendo DS has 103 million sold worldwide. The PS3 is 22.2 million.
22
sold worldwide.
No, it's already 23.5 or some shit.
Okay. All right. So I got for the Xbox is 30.24 million worldwide. And the Wii is 50.72 million worldwide. So, I'm not I'm not too sure these numbers are really 100% accurate. But I'm going to do my best to try to get, you know, some other numbers by next week. All right. As far as for Amazon, it's been a lot of shakeups in the top 10. And this is actually the top 10 as of now. It's daily hourly, so I must stress that. Okay, coming in at number 10 is UFC Undisputed for the Xbox 360. Number 9, the EA Active Multiplayer Pack, which is basically jump ropes, sparring gloves, and all that shit. I don't know. Whatever that is. Number 8, the pre-order for The Sims 3.
Buy that shit. No online. That shit is garbage.
I think by now people would have moved on with the MMO.
Not even MMO. Nigga, go into home. You want something like Sims? Go to home.
I don't know, man. For them to actually make a number 10. How many expansion packs they make per Sims? Like,
I don't even know. I don't even care neither. I just want to piss on that game.
All right. Come in at number 7. Pure for the 360. I don't know. Didn't that game come out a long time ago? I guess it must be on sale.
I think they got a sale. Yeah. They got a sale on that shit.
Okay. Coming in at number 6, the Nunchuck controller for the Wii. Number 5, the Infamous pre-orders. Release date, May 26, 2009. Number 4, the Wii. Number 3, the Wii Fit. Number 2, Punch Out. And number 1, EA Sports Active for the Wii.
That's that shit where that it's like a personal trainer. She made that game herself. Mm-hmm. How do you buy this shit? This is to show you what this world is coming to. Swine flu.
See, let's get into the releases for the week. I just mentioned two of them already. But this week, Punch Out, and as I mentioned, EA Sports Active is coming out. As far as the sequel to, Boom Blocks, Bash Party comes out this week. For the Xbox 360 and the PS3, they're both getting multi-platform games. Nothing really official coming out. The USC Undisputed, as Spook talked about earlier today. Terminator Salvation, Bionic Commando, Rock Band Classic Tracks. And
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. There's really no big downloadable content coming out this week or anything. And that leads me to the cheap ass deals of the week.
Ooh.
All right. Those people who still haven't got Punch Out yet, give you a chance to get it. Amazon is having it for $34.99. Chain bad. They also reduced down the prices for Mad World from $50 to $30. And that's worldwide right now. For those people who's into the Xbox Arcade, they got a shitload of games for $3, including Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles arcade game. Paperboy and Miss Pac-Man. So if you're into the classic games, go get that.
Manhattan shits.
Yeah, for $3 is not bad though. Not really
bad at all. I wish I would have waited.
That's a stupendous deal.
for those people who ordered USC Undisputed from Best Buy, not only are they giving you 10% off, but they're also giving you a 3-disc UFC Best of USC disc.
Oh, we're about to count that shit. Nah. That's awesome.
So, hey, we already got it.
Also, if I might add, I just want to, I'm sorry to cut you off, but if you go ahead and you trade games for the UFC, they add an extra 20% on each game so that you can get the UFC game. Like, I traded three games I don't play, and they added it 20% to each game, and I ended up actually having more than enough to get the game.
Look at that. That is, like, so sweet.
Look at that. For those people who been backed up on PS3 games, GameStop is having this sale this week. They get 20% off every PS3 games, used PS3 games. And on top of that, they are selling Resistance for $14.99 for the week.
Which is a great game. Well, don't have it. Get it now. It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Metal Gear for the, I mean, Twisted Metal for the PSP is actually selling for $5 this week.
Which is actually another good game. Not to be bullshitting you, it's a really, really good game.
No, no. I remember playing that game with, when you had the PSP the first time.
Really good. And that was one of the first games to actually offer co-op online with the PSP.
Yeah. I remember that the ad Harvard, whatever that was. Remember that?
Infrastructure. Ad Hoc was like...
Yeah, infrastructure.
Ad Hoc was like basically, you know what I'm saying, when they're in front of you.
Yeah. There you go. And two other games. Buzz, the quiz TV puzzle for the PS3.
Yeah, the game
if you find it at Walmart, you could buy it for $10.
Oh, cool.
The bundle says, so that's not too bad. And for those people who are like me, I'm planning to get SingStar real soon. Best Buy is having a clearance sale for $30 with the two microphones, with the whole set on both SingStar 1 and 2.
It's all about SingStar.
too many good deals, but you know, some certain ones there, not to break your wallet, though.
Yeah.
Those are it.
Thank you for those sweet ass deals. I want to sneeze until my nose bleeds. That shit is crazy. All right, so it looks like you're done.
Yeah.
Thank God, because you made me go to sleep for a minute with all this weed talk.
There you go.
The toaster.
That's something you pull out once in a blue. You want some
toast alone.
You want some toast? Get your ease out, bud. All right, so I'm gonna kick it off with some news. You know why? Because I rock. All right. We're going to kick it off with a little something like this. Let me turn on my iPhone. All right. Killzone 2. I love that game. Killzone 2 releasing a second wave of the map pack coming June 11th. So if you guys have your little money on your credit cards, cop that 5. Sugu to the B gang. You heard? Ow.
Click, clack, click, clack.
I'm so wavy. So, yeah. yeah. Cop that couple. Activision. I know if you go to the site, you will see that there's a new Tony Hawk coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Nice little skateboard, but before I get into that, I want to give you some news that they have on it, and I want to debate on it for a little bit.
All right.
But Activision's Tony Hawk Ride still coming out multi-platform in the UK. So I'm guessing that it was supposed to come out like exclusive for one console. I don't know which one, though. Excuse me for a second. Sorry about that. The allergies are kicking in, guy. I don't know if it was supposed to come out for another console exclusive, timed exclusive. I don't know. All I know is... now they're confirming it's going to come out multi-platform.
Cool.
But I want to deliberate on this a little bit. What do you guys think about that shit? I don't know if you've seen the spook. But they're saying...
Tony Hawk skateboard?
Yeah. They're saying you're going to pull off your tricks with that board. It's bad enough when I'm outside or even seeing YouTube videos, I see these white kids' arms break. You know what I'm saying?
They got no calcium in their bones.
Yo, they snap like yo, like twigs and shit. Yo. Oh, man. So what makes you think I'm going to sit there and pull off a kickflip when I never even did it before. You feel me? So, my thing is this. What you guys think about that board? How would you be able to pull off your tricks? Would you think this is a,
I think it's a hit or miss? I think that if I step on it, I'm going to break it.
Nigga, I weigh 300 pounds. I'm breaking that shit as soon as I get on it.
You know what I'm saying? That's not a game for everybody. Yeah. That's a little kid game that I'm going to pull right back up.
It's for them skinny ass niggas.
Oh, yeah. I can't play that game.
Like, hey, dude, just kick flip it. They just oh, he just
bust my ass and sue them and shit, you know?
Oh, he is. He has a bone snap. Like, whoa, dude, was that real?
I could see it now. A little kid playing on that shit. He's full snap. Ah, mommy, what happened?
Hell yeah. Wait,
let's be honest for a quick second, because they really didn't show too much gameplay.
Yeah.
You know, they really didn't show how to board, like how would you get on a board, or even, because I don't know if you notice they have mad buttons in the bottom, so I don't know if most of the time you're going to be crouching down, just pressing the buttons like a rhythm.
Yeah.
Or something like that. I really don't know. As of now, I'm in between a hit and a miss. It could work, it can't work.
Like, I know we said this shit about Guitar Hero, but Guitar Hero, mm-hmm. you didn't have to do kick flips, you know what I'm saying?
Where you don't gotta slide down on your knees and do a lead and shit, you know?
Even when they introduced that sensor bar on the fucking guitar, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas is like, yo, how is that gonna work? And it worked, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know about this skateboard business. All I know is...
Slap somebody kicking that shit open. You know when you have to, like, get the star power? A nigga sitting right next to you, you're gonna slap somebody by picking the guitar up. That shit is funny.
My thing is this, right? If I want to sit here and play a fake skateboard game on a skateboard and try to pull out those tricks, I'm better off trying to break my shit in the streets where I could catch a lawsuit.
Yeah, do that shit yourself. Yeah, you're right.
Buy a little $50 skateboard, which is going to be cheaper than that fucking game, and soul scrape my beautiful face on the floor.
Yeah, how much do you think the game is going to be? You know, is it $89, $90, $99?
I give it $120.
Tops, yeah.
I give it $120 just because it's a new idea. That board looks like mad hard, and that game, the graphics just suck, so I don't even know.
Yeah, it does. It doesn't look that good.
$100 to $120.
Yeah, so I wonder, is that the only way you can play the game, though, is with the board? Like, you can't play with the controller and
I'm
shit like
guessing
that?
Guessing that's going to be the way. Well, we'll just have to wait to E3, because they haven't really said much on it. But I have a good feeling they're going to be showing it off at Microsoft's press conference, because they're coming first out of the gate. You know what I'm saying? Their press conference. So everybody wants to show off their shit first. They want to be the talk of the town. So I'm guessing they're going to have a live demonstration. So this should be fun. I want to see somebody snap. Snap the ankles, that is.
Preferably Tony Hawk.
Yeah. I want to see him get on there, right? You made that shit. I want to see you do some kick flips. This sport's so awesome, dude. All right. Let's keep
How old is Tony Hawk?
Like 45.
Yeah, 45, still skateboarding.
Nigga got mad teeth missing. All right, let's keep it moving. I don't know if you watched last year's E3 when they were demonstrating, Fallout 3, really. Okay. They were talking about exclusive DLCs, whatever. And they were exclusive until now. Because Fallout 3 DLC, I guess whatever packages they have out right now, they will be coming to the PS3.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
In late June. So I don't know if they're going to make a Game of the Year type or it's just going to be a download.
Most likely.
Yeah. So I'm guessing it's going to be a Game of the Year, or they might just do a good update or download at the PSN store. All I know is coming out, but this gives you suspicion, yeah, about GTA's DLC, because nobody seen this coming. You know what I'm saying? This DLC for the PS3. Mm-hmm. So it just shows you, if they have, you know what I'm saying, like this time exclusive, what makes you think the Rockstar people don't have something under their sleeve too. You know what I'm saying? So look out for that late June. All right. Capcom confirms Tatsunoko versus Capcom for the U.S. And I can see where that came along, because they weren't going to put Marvel vs. Capcom 2 for the Wii. So there goes your gift from Capcom. You know what I mean? So Check that out. That game actually looks pretty damn cool.
Thank you.
It came out in Japan.
Thank you.
Yeah. Check that shit out. Some more DLC coming your way. Swine
flu.
So check it out. So Fear 2 coming out with some more DLC coming May 21st. I didn't even bother reading the article.
Hey, can I say something real quick?
Yeah.
It's crazy because the last time we did a podcast, I believe I was still playing Fear. Yeah. I was on the verge of ending it. And I checked out online, like you told me to, like to check it out.
Yeah.
Nobody was online.
Ooh.
I stood there for a good 30 minutes trying to find a match. Nobody was online.
Low blow. Low blow.
Hopefully, I mean, if it's free, then hey, it's a free thing though, but.
I hope so.
Yeah.
And for my final news, for those of you who own a PS3, turn it on, go to your PSN store, and download Ragdoll Kung Fu. They have it free until the 21st. So for all you cheap bastards, go check that out. It's free. The game can suck as bad as it does, which I kind of like the game still. But if you think it sucks, it's free. You know what I'm saying? Check that shit out.
That's the magic word right there.
Yeah, free. That's the beautiful thing. That price free so rocks. Great. And
that's the best price.
I wanted to throw this in there while I was talking about PlayStation. If you have PlayStation, you know you have PlayStation Home. So for those of you who have PlayStation Home, they just added a new space, which is the Siren Bloodshot space. That's that downloadable game. It's pretty cool. Made me eat my shit twice. it's pretty cool. Now check it out. They actually have it for like $40, the whole game.
Nigga said twice.
And for those of you who like Burnout, they actually have, what's the name? They have it for like $20 right now on the PSN store for download.
Oh, cool.
So it's worth your cool $20. And that's my news for the week. So yik!
Right. Popping five.
What's popping five? Oh, yeah. So we're going to toss it over to Drama Center for his half of the news.
Yeah, I'm just skim through it real quick because you know how it's been. It's been, I know you sound kind of dead right now.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to bore you too much. All right.
No, don't worry about it. Go ahead. We're almost.
All right.
Yeah, go ahead.
We're almost in the home stretch, I know. Yeah. All right. Capcom announced, and they officially announced that Dead Space 2 has been officially confirmed.
Yeah.
And they're not spilling too much details, but they released this news via Twitter.
Capcom made Dead Space? Or was that EA?
EA. Excuse me, EA.
Where's your mind at, sir?
Yeah, I know. It's in the books.
Yeah, that's right. Midterms, baby. Midterms. That's it. We're going to get this guy nice and drunk after midterms.
After this, forget it. I'll be out of my top A game, man. This shit is the worst. Anyway, they say stay tuned for E3 for more news on Dead Space 2.
That game looks awesome.
Yeah, I still haven't played part 1. That's a crazy shit.
I played the demo. That demo was awesome. It basically, it was a shit.
All right. As far as Spooky, you had mentioned this early on the Rubin Control, but it's actually real news. David Jaffe is going to reveal a new game at E3. And it has to do something with cars and humans, and they're hinting.
Sounds like Twisted Metal.
Yeah, Twisted Metal 3. I mean, well, Twisted Metal 5 or 6, whatever they're up to now.
Yeah.
Or it could be entirely new franchise, but once again, E3.
It was crazy. He wasn't going to show up at E3. So that's probably some last-minute replacement that Sony has. Because, I don't know if you go to his blog, but on his blog, he was basically saying that they weren't going to show up because the game wasn't ready yet, whatever.
Right.
But it's still not ready. It's just something they have to, I'm saying, show you whatever. But I'm saying, I guess they're going to go to E3.
Yeah, they're going to reveal the big guns. I believe it's another Twisted Metal 3. Why not bring back Twisted Metal 3? I mean, Twisted Metal franchise at all.
With this new engine? Like it'll be cool.
Hell yeah.
With this
if
new,
you read the article, too, it says that, like, if somebody gets out the car or if they get fucked up really bad, that I guess the person that's in the car, if he's trying to get up off the floor, while he's trying to get up off the floor, he's going to be slipping.
No,
he's so fucked up.
it should be crazy, though, because, like I said, if you look at it, dude, you can fucking sit here and basically, you're going to see your characters in the car now. There's no, like before that they put the tint windows all over each window. Mm-hmm. How you going to see through the, through the first window? That's the first window you need and shit.
So I can the only see person that was able to see was Axel.
Yeah,
the nigga with the two wheels and shit.
Yeah.
You know
they even put tins around his sunglasses.
What? And he never even got hurt. So all you see is a car. Yo, but the cheap animation from back in the days. Nigga, he didn't have a car. He was human. And you see, you see his motorcycle pieces blow up all over the place. What happened to the body? No blood. No skull, no nothing.
Let's not forget, like, hey, look, ain't no human. It's not even humanly possible for you to be attached to two wheels and like your arms spinning out of control.
Oh man, yo, that was like the. That was like the Gears of War version of Mario Kart and shit. Oh man, this shit is crazy, yo. Whoever picked that character was stupid as hell. Who picked that dude? This nigga sucked.
I mean, it was the cop car. Well, what was his name? Striker. I forgot his name. The cop car.
Oh my god.
Cop car. Outlaw.
Outlaw, yeah. That was my dude right there.
Oh man. Nah, that's too funny, yo.
He still like your respect. With the homing missiles.
Alright, it's a batch of remakes coming out within the next year. Three of them actually coming out for the DS, one for the PSP. Nintendo's remaking the first Pokemon games that ever came out. Pokemon, what was it, Red and Blue?
Yeah. Oh, word?
Yeah, they're remaking it for the DS, and it'll be in stores by spring of 2010.
Yeah, they're trying to juice the franchise. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm. And Konami's also re-releasing the first Contra. They're reworking it with better graphics and new guns and all that stuff. And that should be out for the WiiWare by the end of this year. And yes, one of the greatest RPGs for the PS1, Lunar.
Oh, PSP. Yeah, PSP.
Has been revealed. And it's basically going to have, it's the same game ported with, you know, updated graphics.
Yeah.
Updated graphics, updated music, and a different ending.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we check that out. And hopefully it'll be on that PSP Go, which I'm really interested in getting soon enough. Rock Band for the PSP is going to be released. Rock Band Unplugged, and yeah, they revealed a few tracks, and it's basically all the downloadable tracks for that's available right now to download.
Yeah.
Into one disc, which is good. So you get everything from Disturbed to Weezer, Paramore, and hey, who knows? Probably a few new surprises in there.
That's crazy.
Yeah. All right. After so many DLCs and everything, Burnout Paradise is finally going to get the final piece of DLC, and it's coming out very, very soon. New information should surface by next week. So by this time next week, I will have more information on that. But as far as I'm concerned, they're going to open up the new island. They're going to put about 20 new cars, over 30 new events, 10 online free burn challenges, and about 20 new achievements/trophies.
Oh, okay.
So is it going to be free? We don't know yet.
Most likely, probably.
Yeah, hopefully, though, because after that party pack shit, I spent 800 points on that shit, but I'm a burnout fucking fanatic, so. And my last piece of news for the day, the ESRB updated a list of PS1 games that are coming out for the PSN network.
Okay, PSN.
And you're going to get games like Metal Gear Solid, Resident Evil Director's Cut.
Wow, Metal Gear?
Spec Ops. I don't know if you remember that game, Spec Ops, for the PS1. That was actually good.
Nigga said Metal Gear. That should be awesome, son. You know why? Because no disc swap. That shit's going to be straight
through.
I actually have it still for the PS1, so I'll still buy it just because.
Yeah, just have it on your shit, yeah. Tom Clancy, Rainbow Six, the original one. King of Fighters 1999.
What?
Yeah, I was gonna say 2009. I was like, wait a minute, 1999. That's crazy. The original Medal of Honor and the PlayStation Bowling, which I never even heard, but it came out.
Yeah, me neither.
But those games are eventually coming out, so, you know, with Metal Gear and Resident Evil, the original one, that's not bad right there.
Yeah, yeah. It's cool, though, because like I said, these systems are defining what we always wanted. And if we wanted our old school games, now we're starting to get them. Mm-hmm. And these are titles that you can't even find in stores like that anymore.
Nope.
So this is like an awesome thing.
It's awesome.
Yeah, I'm saying this is cool. It's real cool that I'm saying that this is coming out, and like I do got a stiffy over it. It's crazy. Yeah, man. Right. For those little bastards who never picked up a system in their life, and their first system is a PS3 or Xbox, PS3 side, motherfucker, if you don't know about Metal Gear, jump on that shit when it comes out for download.
Hell yeah.
Because these niggas that play games now, they don't know shit about gaming. You tell them, you don't play Metal Gear 1?
See, but you can't jump into like Metal Gear Solid 4. They got to like play it from the beginning. Yo.
Yeah, but that's the shit. A lot of them little faggots don't know that shit. Like, oh my God, Metal Gear Solid fucking sucks. The story's like all confusing. I'm like, nigga, shut the fuck up and play it from the start. I hate
that
one.
It's crazy. That was I remember Warzone game of that years ago when we played that. We played the shit out of that fucking demo, man.
Oh, man, forget about it.
I think that was like the demo. To this day, I still haven't played a demo as hard as I did with that game.
Oh, man. There's no demo I've played that hard.
Yeah.
Bad hard. Mm. Nah, but it's crazy because that fucking game is like classic. It's going down in the books.
It is. It has to be in everybody's top 10 or at least top 5 games of all time, period.
That shit didn't knot up your throat. You one cold-hearted motherfucker, but that game knotted up my throat mad times.
Oh, yeah, man. I always had one of the best enemies ever, Psycho Mantis.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I still got his
Psycho
toy.
Psycho Mantis is the best, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I still got his toy.
You, all I'm saying, Drama Sunday, you better jump on that Metal Gear Solid 4.
And I have to,
it's worth a spin.
I have to play the other one. I want to play the other one so bad.
I'll tell you, can pick it up whenever you want, dude.
Yeah, I'm probably going to do that shit. Part one.
Yep. That's what happens when you have a 60 gig PS3. Ooh, yeah.
I honestly think out of all of them that came out, the first one was the best one.
Yeah,
not until you play Part 4. Part 4 is crazy, my nigga.
Yeah, I gotta play Part 4. I really can't talk, but before Part 4, I think Part 1 was the best fucking game ever, yo.
Hell yeah.
And Part 2 was just like all over the place. Part 3 was actually good, too. I liked the Part 3.
Part 3 was awesome. Awesome, too. Part 3 was crazy, though. I ain't gonna lie. No, it was. You gotta check that shit out.
Oh yeah.
But that's your news for the week.
That's it.
Alright. I wanna get into some topic of the week. And the topic of the week is dun dun dun. You ready? Oh, you ready? It's basically the handheld Xbox 360. At least that's what they call it. The handheld Xbox 360. Supposed to take on the iPhone, the DSi, whatever, and the PSP. And, yeah. What do you guys think? Is it too late for Microsoft to jump into this shit? Or they making a good move by worrying about other systems? And like, I'm going to break it down to this. Look at Sony. You know what I'm saying? Like, they have too many systems out there. And it's like, if you look at every press conference, when they talk about the games that are coming out, you notice that everything gets confused for the fact that you got PS2 games here, PSP games here, and that kind of overshadows the PS3 games that come out. So do you think this is a good move for Microsoft to come out with this handheld console?
I think so. They never had a handheld console, so I think it'll be a good move, and not only that, it'll be a good marketing profitable thing. You know what I mean? That's a good way to make an easy buck. I mean, come on, they never had a handheld before, and PlayStation's always had a handheld when it came out with the PSP, and Nintendo's had that shit since God remembers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, shit, think about it, because the online on Xbox, I honestly, because I've been playing it, I think it's a little better than PlayStation 3, just for the simple fact that you could just have a party chat with like 8 different people.
Now
just think about it, the online that you could have with the Microsoft handheld. I mean, imagine talking to the people that you have on your Xbox 360 on the handheld while you're walking or, you know, taking the train or some shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Let me rephrase that for you, son.
son.
Get your facts right before you start talking mierda. Actually, with the PS3, you could have a voice chat with 7 people. Where do you think they took that idea from, dickhead?
Yeah, but we just added one more. We made it one more better.
Yeah, but... Yeah, I'll tell you one thing Microsoft can't do. Let me make this a fanboy war. I'll tell you one thing Microsoft can do. And that's video chat with 7 people in one room.
Yeah, but that's something we can't do. And that's...
But why? Why y'all don't have that? Why, Fatou?
You want to see 7 people jerk off at the same time.
Nigga, it's hot. That's a crazy orgy.
I think it's an easy orgy.
I'm telling you. Let's get back into this topic of the week shit, though, which I really, really... Yes. Well, Drama Center, let me hear your shit on that.
Okay, the problem is what you said before. They're out there to compete. You know, they want to be like the iPhone, or they want to be like, you know, with the success with the DSi or whatever. That's the problem. When Sony came into the handheld market, they weren't out there to compete with the DS.
No.
They actually came out their own way. Remember, like, DS didn't have UMDs, DS didn't have the online store, multimedia. They didn't have all that stuff.
Basically multimedia.
Yeah, they went their own way. So if Microsoft's perspective of coming into, you know, the handheld market is just, you know, let's make something new, then but if they come into the market saying that we can outdo the other competition, we can outdo them, we can outdo that, then they're going to fall in the run. Because
it sounds like Xbox all over again, if you think about
it. Yeah. And not only that, you know, that's going to be the first American-made handheld system.
Yeah.
So just like the regular Xbox, it was not accepted until a few years later when the 360 actually came out.
Yeah.
You know, so they're not going to perfect it. I don't think it's a small move for them
basically
to do that.
Basically, it's going
to
be a ship with a hole in the bottom going into the sea.
They didn't really... What was that Gizmondo? Wasn't that part of the... Wasn't that supposed to be a 360? I mean, the Xbox handheld?
Nah.
All right.
Gizmondo is just Gizmondo.
But that's what it is. If they go into with the attitude that, yo, we got something new, we could bring something new to the table. But if they're going to compete against the iPhone or the iTouch or whatever.
Yeah, they're not.
I mean, as bad as some games are for the iTouch or the iPhone, it's, you know, they're still on top right now.
Yeah.
So maybe
Let me cut this short real fast. Mm-hmm? Do I hear you playing game spooky?
No, that's not me.
Yeah, you fucking lie. I can hear your buttons, bitch. Come on,
man. Yeah, but I'm listening, though. I'm listening.
Respect the podcast, man. What the fuck is your problem, man? Come on. You another Wink, man? What's up with you, dude?
Nah, I don't know. But you see, that's the difference between me and Wink. Wink was looking up porno. Gay porno. See what I'm saying?
I'm over here
on the Warzone Gamer podcast playing games, not on the... Wink gay podcast watching porn. So
yeah. Hit that hydro ghetto snitch. Oh, all right, finish out your shit and hit me up, Spook. I mean, Drama Center.
All right. So yeah, no, that's basically it. They're going into that. You know, they're going into the handheld market, introducing something new, something different, something fresh. Then, you know, I'm all for it. But if they're here to, you know, take out certain competition, it's not going to happen. Like, you know.
The question is, though, what took them so long, though? That's the shit. That's the problem that they have
still,
now.
You know what it is? It's because they're still trying to complete the Xbox 360.
They're going into different projects, and yet we still got that problem with the Red Ring of Death. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fix a problem first before you move on to another project. 360 is great and all, but like I said, it's got its flaws. PlayStation, really, honestly, I could say it has no flaws. You've never had a problem with your PS3, have you?
Nah.
No. Or any PlayStation console, as a matter of fact.
And I think Sony, for taking out that extra year to fucking basically...
Perfect it,
yeah. Because they were going to come out the same year as the Xbox, but they needed... You know what I'm saying? They basically needed to fucking perfect their shit before it came out. Because that's what their problem was with the PS2. I don't know if you remember. PS2 had a lot of problems.
The first PS2 had a recall, didn't they?
Because
a lot of the problems were with the reading of the disc.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
I remember because when I first got mine, I had to send it back.
Yeah. So, that's what happened. I don't know. Like I said, Microsoft, make sure you air it out. Make sure you get your shit together before you release this shit. Because if this fucking handheld you're talking about coming out with, if that shit gives me the white light of death on the screen.
White light of death.
You know what I'm saying? Make make sure you have the money to back up your shit, because you're about to lose another couple of millions or billions of dollars if you don't perfect this handheld. So good luck. Good luck on that, Microsoft. And yeah, that's the topic of the week, I guess, right?
Yeah.
All right. This is the most sickest podcast ever. I hear my echo, but let's end this short. For all your latest and greatest news, go to warzonegamer.com. Add us on the MySpace, myspace.com/warzonegamer.com. Hit us up on YouTube, youtube.com/warzonegamer.tv. For Justin TV, justin.tv/warzonegamer. Twitter, hit us up on Twitter, twitter.com/warzonegamer. Hit me up on the PlayStation N, PSN, Cameron, Camron. For the Xbox 360, it's Camron212, Camron212. If I'm leaving anything out, fix me up, guys.
Right. Game attack.
He did. Yeah, he got everything.
Come on, Spook. Come on.
I'm slipping. My bad.
He got everything that back. All right, people, if you want to hit me up on the Xbox, it's Dramsetter929. On the PSN, it's Dramasetter929. And if you want to know my Mario Kart number, just listen to the old podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Give your whole 16 digits.
And his number is 546-654-4454-617-85.
Trust me, the number's legit.
If you want to hit me up, hit me up, SPOOKIE3 420 at XboxLive.com.
Oh, and you wouldn't guess why his shit is 420. Cause smoke weed every day. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I left one thing out too. For those of you who want to hit us up, I recently added, cause I don't know, that Zoom shit. They got it's kind of like iTunes, and they're basically coming up with that shit. And basically, I added the podcast to Zoom. So for those of you who have a Zoom player, you want to hear this podcast, download it says on the Zoom. I don't know the link. I guess go to Zoom and type in Warzone Gamer Podcast or whatever, and it should come up. Not Warzone, the podcast, because it's a guy called Hip Hop Gamer. He has the same shit. And yeah, whatever. If you want to hear the podcast, go to Podomatic/Warzone Gamer. And for iTunes, Warzone Gamer, the Warzone Gamer Podcast. Yeah, there you go. And that's episode 11 for you guys. This is called the swine flu.
the swine flu edition?
Swine. Oh, yeah.
Want you swine with me?
Hey.
Swine with me.
All right. We confirm. It's your boy, the Warzone Gamer. You dig? Drama Center. Close it out. Spook, close it out.
Yeah.
Later. Peace out.
Peace. Bye. Meow.
Yeah. 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 Let's go watch some
game porn.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
Pikachu.
Amen. Pokemon. That's how Jamaican children in the Jamaican country, right? Pokemon. Mom. Come here, Mom. Pokemon. Yeah, there you go.
I go the hardest, flow so retarded. I'm disgusted with myself. I mean, where do I start? First I spin around and vomit, then I shit up on it. Fuck the beat up so bad, won't nobody get up on it. I flow sick, nigga, how sick, seasick. Got your hand out, don't look at me, bitch.